A Michigan billionaire is moving closer toward his goal of building a second bridge over one of the busiest border crossings in North America. WDET's Quinn Kleinfelder reports.
The Ambassador Bridge connects Detroit and Windsor, a border crossing where constant deliveries of auto parts and other merchandise mean millions of vehicles travel across it annually. There's so much traffic, in fact, that business and political leaders have long called for an additional border crossing. The private owners of the Ambassador Bridge say they're ready to build a new six-lane bridge next door to the existing one, and now they've received approval that could facilitate the construction. Detroit International Bridge Company President Dan Stamper says Canadian customs officials determined that Windsor will be able to accommodate any new traffic drawn by a second span, something that had been a sticking point.
We've been working with the customs people to develop a 25-year plan. Now that it's done, and it proves that there is no additional properties needed other than what we already own.
Yet it's far from a done deal. Canada has already offered to subsidize part of the construction of a different border crossing, a publicly owned bridge several miles away from the existing span. The project is estimated to cost more than $5 billion. That plan has bogged down in the Michigan legislature over cost concerns. The economic stakes remain high for Manuel Maroon, owner of the existing bridge, and for the nation's auto supply chain. Traffic on that bridge produces roughly $60 million in toll revenue annually at the bridge that has been operating at the crossing since 1929. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.